It's something that you have surely encountered or heard before, the statement of Generation Y being the generation that will never be able to afford a home loan. In 2017, the outbreak of millennials and their love for avocado on toast being a reason as to why they'd never be able to break the market was mocked around the internet. However, in 2018, according to the Australian Bureau of Statistics, the number of home loans written to first home buyers as a percentage of total owner occupied loans rose to 18% in November, standing at 17.6% previously. The last time Australia saw statistics like that was in 2012, when first home buyers made up 31.4% of new mortgages. We speak with Nara Hassan, real estate agent for My Realty New South Wales, who states that it is possible for our generation to get into the market.
There are more incentives for first home buyers, easing up opportunities to purchase property. So if you know recent property events such as 1st of July 2017, first home buyers have more incentives if they purchase a property under 650. So they'll save on stamp duty, they actually won't pay anything, which is about $23,000 saving, which is heaps of money for some people that don't earn that even in 4 to 6 months.
And whilst many may be afraid to take that next step or feel as though they are incapable of achieving a goal like this, the rise of first home buyers is on a high for the first time in 5 years.
So my last 5 sales were offered to first home buyers. These buyers did take a little bit longer to kind of find what they were looking for, you know, being a little bit picky at the beginning and then realizing that you can't really have really high expectations, especially with, you know, low budget. At the same time, they're also scared and excited of the process.
Whilst the process is difficult and time-consuming, we speak with Melissa Garabedian, a first-home buyer at the age of 21 years old in Sydney's West. At such a young age, individuals often seek advice of financial advisors or solicitors when handling situations as large as a home loan.
We did seek some financial advice, mainly the solicitor. He was able to see what our wages were and do a rough calculation of what exactly we could afford. And this is how we originally came up with what kind of property and house we could look for in the market. Advice that they gave us is to save hard. When looking to borrow money, you need to have at least 20% of the total price of the property. So it's quite high. And they just advised us that you've got to save and you also have to have consistent wages. This is really important as it needs to show that you are able to pay back your loan without any issues.
So whilst a mortgage is not on the cards for all 21-year-olds of Generation Y at the moment, the handful that are settling and committing to investments are often criticised for the lifestyle that individuals within our generation choose to live and are questioned as to whether or not we are capable of being able to afford a home loan.
You often hear a lot of people saying that people my age would never be able to enter the market, and it is quite true. And this is for two reasons. People our age love to go out, love to spend their money, love to buy nice things, and they don't quite think of the future and where they want to see themselves in 3 to 5 years, which really isn't that far away. So for me, my tips for getting into the market young is to just have a goal in sight, think of your future, be really, really smart, and this will help you and encourage you to save for a goal. Also, do your research, speak to banks, speak to solicitors, make sure you know your borrowing capacity and don't go in over your head, because the last thing you want is to purchase something that you can't afford.
So with statistics for proof, perhaps 2018 has been the year of the comeback for first home buyers within Australia. And whilst the market continues to grow, the reputation of Generation Y and our ability to afford a home loan can grow too.